Life Audio.
When we're happy, God's Word helps us understand the value of giving the Lord praise. When we're grieving, God's Word reminds us that our ultimate comfort is found in Him. When we're confused, God's Word gives us clarity and direction. In just a moment, we'll be looking at God's Word together and receiving the benefits and blessings of God's revealed wisdom. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, which says, "By which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire." Knowing Jesus involves much more than just knowing about Him. When we truly know Him, we live in a continual relationship with Him. Our hearts are made brand new. Our perspective changes. We begin to see things with His eyes. We start speaking with words that He prompts as He teaches us to live in this world like He did. In fact, when we came to know Jesus by faith, we were granted a new nature. We became partakers of His divine nature, and we are no longer held in chains to the corrupt and sinful desires of this world. The appeal they once had over us has been exposed as the destructive influence it truly is. The damage and ruin the sin of this world was trying to do in our lives has been held up to the light of the gospel, and now we can see these things like Jesus sees them. I don't know if you're feeling trapped in your sin right now, but let me assure you that you are not a prisoner to sin if Jesus is your Lord. Through Jesus, you can escape sin's stranglehold. Through Jesus, you have a brand new nature and the indwelling presence of His power. True freedom is yours in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Father, we're grateful for the freedom that You have granted us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful that we are no longer trapped in our sin. We're no longer held captive to its power. You've made us a brand new creation. You've given us a new mind. You've given us a new perspective. We approach life differently because You've given us new life. And we're grateful that we no longer need to be slaves to the desires of our sinful nature. You've made us partakers of Your divine nature. And You've changed what appeals to us. In the past, we found the sinful attitudes and mindsets and proclivities of this world very appealing. But now You've given us a new perspective. You've taught us to value holiness. You've taught us to value righteousness. You've taught us to listen to Your counsel. You've made our hearts crave your advice. And we're grateful for the privilege that it is to be able to listen to you as you speak to our hearts. And we're grateful for the privilege that it is to be able to read your word together and internalize the teaching that you've communicated to us in it. Lord, with this new perspective and with this new mind and with the new eyes that you've granted to us, we pray that we would live a life that brings you glory. We pray that as we speak, that we would speak with words that you prompt us to speak, and that you'd help us to go about life in this world in such a way that we reflect the heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful for the encouragement that you give to us in all of these areas, and we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, hello, Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.